Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 6, day 4 of our study of the book of James and 1st and 2nd Peter. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about 1 Peter 1, 17 through 21. Well, welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Would you join me as we pray before we start today? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us? God, speak to us. Reveal your heart through your word today to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. One of the reasons, just as an aside here, that I use the NIV is not because I think the NIV is the best translation or anything like that. I just find the NIV the easiest to read on air. That's the only reason why I use the NIV when I read over the air. And I encourage you, actually, as you read through James and 1st and 2nd Peter 10 times in 10 weeks, switch between translations. If you're using the Bible app on your phone or listening to it, you can actually listen or read the Bible for free in multiple different translations. And as English speakers, we have probably the most privileged existence in Bible history is that we have multiple different translations of God's word. And with any translation from one language to the other, especially something as difficult as ancient Hebrew and Greek, it can be very difficult to translate those languages into modern language, especially our modern context. And so seeing multiple different translations will give you an idea of the difficulty that translators face when they're going from one language and one culture and one frame of reference and thinking to another. And so I encourage you to read multiple different translations, and you really will get a sense of what's going on in the passage more than if you just stick with one translation. But the reason I read from the NIV is because I find myself less tongue-twisted with the NIV than any other translation I've tried to read on air. Okay, with that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 17. Since you call on a father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. Pause right there. This is a principle in Scripture that I think has become incredibly unpopular in our modern context, is this idea of fear or reverent fear. And many, many people, I have seen it over and over again, the people will try and redefine the word fear in the context of the Bible. Solomon says that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And what people will say is they will take this passage here from 1 Peter and say, well, fear of God is really this reverence, this awe of him. And where it's nice, it's a good thing to be reverent, and it's a good thing to stand in awe of God. That is not what the word fear means. And when a Bible author, when the Bible says fear, it means fear, to be afraid of. And the context of what Peter is saying here backs that up. Let's continue on verse 18. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you by your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Okay, so that, backing up what Peter's saying, should cause us to be afraid. We should live out this time because God judges impartially, meaning it doesn't matter if you've got lots of money. It doesn't matter if you've done lots of good things to try and offset your bad things. It doesn't matter if you were born with no money, lots of charisma, no charisma. It does not matter. He judges everyone's work impartially. And what that means is we cannot say, but God, I'm not as bad as that guy. But Lord, I served in more soup kitchens than this guy over here. Look, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work with him. And so in that sober-mindedness that we talked about yesterday, in lieu of that, we should live out our time here on earth as foreigners in this land in reverent fear, because God is watching us and he will judge everything that we've done without respect to how well we've done compared to other people. There is no comparison before God. He will judge us based on how we did with what he gave us. And that's it. And that should cause us to be afraid. That should cause us to live in that reverent fear. And what that looks like is, oh my gosh, I'm going to face the guy who has the say on my eternity someday. Someday I will meet him face to face and he will cast a judgment on me about what and how I will spend my eternity. And that is a fearful thing. That is why Solomon says that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. That doesn't mean that we live perpetually afraid of God, that he's, you know, like he's shaking us over hell on a rotten stick. That's not what I'm talking about. We start with that fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is what causes us to enter into his kingdom. When we realize the reality that he's the one who decides, that is a very terrifying thing, especially if you have not made peace with Jesus, if you have not accepted him into your heart. That is a terrifying realization to think about the fact that God is the one who gets to decide how and where you spend eternity. But once you know him, once you trust him, once you know that he's good, you learn to love him. And not only does that fear become one of the least motivating aspects of who you are and your relationship with him, it, if not completely, almost disappears entirely. And then our relationship is based solely out of love, solely out of obedience, solely out of knowing God and wanting to be near him, enjoying his presence. That's where our relationship goes. But it is good from time to time to remember who we are and that we have been given grace and mercy that we do not deserve. And so evaluating the way that we live in light of that should cause us at least a tinge of fear. And that is a good thing. Most people want to say, well, you know, fear is a bad thing and the Lord casts off fear. And yes, you know, fear of the things that go bump in the night, or fear of, you know, someone coming in and taking our stuff or even our life or our family's lives. Yes, that is not a fear that we should live in. And the Bible's very clear about that. But the Bible is also very clear that there are things that we should be afraid of. Jesus himself said, don't be afraid of the one who can harm the body, but be afraid of the one who can cast your body and your soul into hell. He was speaking of himself. He said, you should be afraid of that. And so when the Bible says, you know, we're not appointed to fear, but courage and sound mind, things like that, we don't get to throw everything out the window that has the word fear attached to it. And that's what many people nowadays do. And that's just an unwise hermeneutic or a dividing the word of God, interpreting scripture. Scripture is very clear that we should fear God. And again, not this reverent awe of him, but actual fear. It should be like, it should cause this like knot in our stomach for a moment. And again, the good news is we don't stay there. That's not where we live. You can't live, you cannot walk with God day in, day out if it's based on fear. If your relationship is based on fear, you will be, you will fail miserably. And that is just also very clear from scripture. But that fear component, that is the thing that causes us to evaluate ourselves rightly before him. And without that fear, I do not believe that we can evaluate ourselves before the Lord rightly. It is a necessary component of the Christian life, but it's by no means the guiding part of it. It's not the thing that we operate out of, but it is a necessary component. Verse 21, through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. So this fear that causes us to live in this holiness, because we know we will be judged and we won't get to drag our buddy who is worse than us into the court when we stand before the judge God, causes us to live in holiness in this life. And because of that, it will cause us to see him rightly. And it's because of that that we believe in God. God who raised Jesus from the dead and offers us this hope. Our fear, that fear that we have, that little tinge of fear, is the thing that it doesn't give us hope, but it leads us to hope. It is the thing that guides us and directs us into the right place. And that hope is that we will forever live free from sin, free from the burden of sin, free from the bondage of sin, and free from the punishment of sin. The punishment, the bondage that we deserve, we will never inherit that if we believe in Jesus. And we get to come to God. We get to approach this God that we should fear, and we get to approach him with boldness because of the blood of Jesus. And it's an amazing, amazing thing. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. And I can't wait to see you next time.